I'm not a huge fan of nuclear power. The reason I'm not a fan of nuclear power is I think we've spent 60 years producing the stuff and not found a solution for the waste. And we're now just about to embark on another 60 years of production, and we still don't have a solution for the waste. I don't think I can stop it. You know, I never have done.
Well, there is a realpolitik thing here, isn't
Absolutely.
There? I mean, the Lib Dems have traditionally been against nuclear power, yes. But now that you're in government, maybe a slightly different view.
Well, no, I don't think the views have changed. It's just I recognise that I, as one person, I can't... I cannot stop Hinkley. And I've never thought I could. But what I could probably do is work with other people to make sure that whatever is done sensibly, and that we get true statistics and information available, and people are able to make a sensible choice about which way we go forward. I think it always comes down to local, whatever local people think. And
there's a lot of support locally, isn't there, because of the employment issues.
Of course.
I mean, people who live very close to the plant like it.
Yes, of course. Yes, and I recognise, I can't remember how many people it is that Hinkley employs, but, you know, and there will be thousands of more jobs, I recognise that, but it doesn't stop my implacable opposition, not to Hinkley, but to nuclear power. You know, I think there are all sorts of risks. You know, I would look at it in very simple terms and say, OK, fine, how much is it costing the government to prop up this particular form of power generation? How many jobs could we get for that money if we did something else with those people? So if we still provided jobs in this region, but asked people to train up to do other things and gave them different skills or different jobs, you know, you could create an awful lot of jobs for the amount of money you're talking
sure.
about.
Sure. On the other hand, of course, renewable energy isn't without its cost to the taxpayer, is
no,
it?
No, no, no.
And, you know, we have got to close this energy gap somehow.
Yes, I mean, the thing is, though, I think, you know, nuclear is not a new way of generating power. It's been around for 60 years in this country. Whereas the other technologies you're referring to, the green technologies, I'm hugely in favour of green, doing things in an environmental friendly way. It's like the idea of having some sort of using the tidal power that we have and creating proper power out of that. You know, we've got a completely reliable source in the West Country which could produce 5% of the whole country's.
And that's the
energy.
Severn barrage
proposal. Well, it's using the Severn. It might not be a barrage.